Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Yeah, I guess I didn't switch it over from last time. Yeah, I want none. Perfect.
Perfect.
Hey, so we've been recording. Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygab.com. Well, Joe, it was a yesterday, huh?
It certainly was, Tom. I'm just glad we're both here, alive, ready to record another episode. Yeah, a big thanks again to the good folks behind the Houston Horror Film Festival who put on another one of their pop-up markets, which we vended at. And, yeah, having a show at a brewery, I guess, is just as dangerous as having a show at a hotel where we bring our own ice chests, especially if we happen upon some tickets for free beers or whatever. You know, it can...
Yeah, that... I think that was the downfall.
Not that we're not grateful. We're grateful for this, windfall that led to our downfall.
Yeah, I can say that's what fucked me. Because if you guys go back and listen, I'm sure there's me saying, oh yeah, it's going to be outside, and you know, we're not at the hotel, so I'm not going to be drinking that much.
And I was also, well, you know, I'm not prepared to spend a whole lot of money at a brewery, you know, just forking over $6-7 per beer. So yeah, I'm not gonna do a whole lot of
Yeah, I got like a yard of tickets, and then you got a yard of tickets.
We had a few people just buying us beers, too.
Which was fucked, too. And then I couldn't give those tickets away fast enough to people. Like, every time, like, hey, man, I bought you a beer. I'd rip them off a ticket. Hey, I got you one, too. Thanks.
A big, big thanks to my buddy Roop for driving home, because I was useless on the way home. I just fucking slept the whole way, and I feel real shitty about that. But I'll get him back. We tend to take turns and split the driving duties like that. So I got you next time, Roop.
So what did you do? You went over to Joe's afterwards? You just say fucking and went home?
We went over to Joe's and just kind of mellowed out a little there. He offered us beer, but I knew just even one more beer and I was probably going to pass out where I was standing.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't go.
He offers us a bed or a couch or whatever, but we wanted to get home. You know, we did quite a bit of drinking the night before, which was stupid.
Yeah.
since we got up early and had to make this trip out there. But yeah, we sobered up enough to make the drive home, stop and got coffee and all that. But that didn't do shit for me. I just slept like a fucking, like a bum. So sorry, Roop.
Yeah, what else? It would have been nice if, you know, you can't go back in the past, but if they had, like, an event hotel and a shuttle to take you back and forth, even if it was, like, a service that you had to pay for, like Uber, that I'm just thinking of now. Yes, it would have been a much better idea to just get Ubered there and back to the hotel.
But it's always a difficulty with these outdoor events that are not connected to a hotel, because you do have to have your vehicle there to break down and shit. And you just don't want to leave your vehicle anywhere, you know, so you don't want to leave it at a fucking brewery parking lot or whatever. So that's a drawback on that. But the only way I could see around that is if you know, we just don't drink. And what are the fucking odds that that's going to happen?
Yeah, that didn't work well. I'm just glad that there was a fucking restaurant right next door that we were able to sit at for hours and just eat.
Eat. Yeah. Yeah, that certainly helped too. But also, that's also what, like, got me so tired. You know, is this eating? Like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but hey, we got through, and it was more profitable than I thought it was going to be. There wasn't as many people, I feel, as their last two hotel things, and a lot of the people that I know that go, they just didn't want to drive out to Spring.
Yeah.
Because whenever you put something that's 30 or 40 minutes out of somebody's way, they're like, nah, fuck it, I ain't going, because people get lazy, and I get it too. You know, it's a fucking nice day. If you just want to stay at home, you want to stay at home, you know. People are finally starting to come out, though. You know, there's not as much hesitation about being around other people, and they had a good crowd. You know, I did better than I thought I was gonna do.
Yeah, I mean, I had fun. Couple people bought a couple things, but I mean, I wasn't worried about that. I didn't really have time to make shit or anything either. So, I mean, there's that, but it was a fun time. I'd like to apologize to you. I just got all drunk and started dick dancing all over the place and then got too close and it hit your butt cheek. And then it was not a joke anymore. And we both felt uncomfortable. So, yeah. Joe, I would like to apologize.
Yeah, I don't think we talked once after that. You know, I'm just kind of like not trying to make eye contact or anything.
So, yeah, if I felt uncomfortable about it, I'm sure you did.
Tom and his fucking dancing. Oh, shit. He's doing that, and people are still giving him beers. Fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that didn't work out. The beers kept coming.
Yeah. The brewery's just like it's one of the smaller breweries I've been to. You know, there's not much to it. But I didn't try any of their food. Did you have anything?
Yeah, I had a buffalo chicken sandwich, and it came with some whatever fries, but I ate the fuck out of them because of all the beer.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, I should have ate the whole sandwich with the bread and everything. But I just ate that soggy frozen patty and then the pickles that were on it. So, you know, I should have ate the whole sandwich, but it was pretty gross.
I was hoping to get some rest today, but the young one had a cheer competition in Irving, so I had to get up and drive him to that. So I was out and about most of the day. I got home and it's like, fuck, it's a nice day. I got this little area where I planted both of the dogs, where they're both resting, I guess, if you want to call it. They're dead. they're buried in there. So it was like the first nice day that I've had that I had time to like weed it and like fucking plant some new seeds so the doggies can have some flowers. Because I'm a sentimental sort like that when it comes to my doggies.
So when you say plant some seed, did you fuck a hole in the ground?
No, but I said I'm sentimental about my doggies. I don't want to defile their graves. I just want it to look nice.
Well, it would.
Maybe.
Because of the compost.
That's right, yeah. I'll go out there in a while then.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, at least it's night now.
But it is a full moon, so people will probably see you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Somebody's always watching. Always.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think we should send a thank you to Scary Dad Podcast as well before we, because I think they're like a co-venture now.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure, so.
Yeah, because they are on the back of the Tumblr. And he had a sign already in the bathroom. If you ever went into the bathroom, he had, you know, big scary dad.
Oh, double poster, yeah.
Yeah.
But Scott said something that kind of made me think, so I wanted to throw their fucking name in there, too. And hello, Scott. I'm sure you're listening to this, or you're not.
Either way, thanks.
So, yeah, that was fun. It didn't work out like we wanted, but no one was hurt.
Thankfully.
And we made it back home. We had a fun time.
Yeah. So it's back to work. Next weekend, I'm going to be set up at the Texas Frightmare Weekend Shop for one of their things that they do. So, usually not but three or four vendors out there, but yeah, it's close enough. It's Lloyd and Sue, so I'll go and support them. And, well, shit, thank them for having me out there, just kind of like Tony and Scott do with us. You know, they're very good to us.
Thank you. Hey, you're not drinking beer?
I'm giving my liver a rest right now. I had a couple of beers earlier, but then I thought, no, let's not do this again. I've actually got shit to do this week, so.
As do I. I'm not even hungover today. Lori just has to go in at 6:30 tomorrow, so I can't drink.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, by the time we're done recording, it'll be a little after midnight, and then I got like an hour of editing and uploading and stuff. So, you know, that usually doesn't work out well. So if you got an episode where I'm not yelling over Joe and slurring and shit, you know why.
Hey, fuck you, Tom. yeah, I wasn't hungover today either, but I was tired. I've been tired all day.
It's probably from the coronavirus, though, right?
Probably, yeah. I can't taste anything. Like this. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, well, I've been having diarrhea all day.
Yeah, but that's par for the course for you, right?
Well, I mean, I ate some diarrhea, so.
Well, we'll get to our top 10 list a little later.
I've actually been working on my top 10 list for next week because I sat down in front of the computer and I had like 20 minutes and I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? I just started the shit for next week.
Well, way to plan ahead.
Hey, thanks.
For this past week, I watched a movie called Hands of Stone. You're familiar with the boxer Roberto Duran, are you not?
Is that a cough?
So he's the guy that's real famous for saying no mas, just like stopping a fight, or, you know, with Sugar Ray Leonard. And he just said, nah, fuck this. I'm done. Yeah, so it's his life story. He was, before that incident, considered one of the greatest boxers of his weight class. You got Ruben Blades is in it because, you know, this guy was Panamanian, and I guess Ruben Blades is Panamanian. I don't fucking know. Your people's most famous actor, who I don't even know if he's Italian. Robert De Niro, you think he's Italian?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he does those faces and shit. You got John Turturro playing an Italian mafia guy. You think that guy's Italian?
Si, senor.
No. It's a decent flick. It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. It's kind of long, so I didn't think I was going to watch it all in one night. But it kept me going, and I even watched it on one of these fucking services with commercials, so even with the commercials, I watched the whole fucking thing. So, decent flick. If you're into boxing flicks, it's a good one.
Were there any good commercials?
I don't remember any of the commercials, so no, I guess not. They're all like insurance or fucking experimental drugs that list off a whole bunch of side effects that you might get. See a doctor immediately if this happens.
Did you?
Mm-mm. Oh. No. I meant to write one down, though, because it was for eczema, but I forgot. I don't know. You've probably already tried it, and you're probably going through the side effects right now.
What?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, no, I got that new dermatologist appointment on the first, so we'll see.
Hope that's better. Hope this one has an education. You know?
Hey, don't we all? I'm paying my monthly insurance, damn it. Just fucking weird. You want to hear some silly shit?
Let's hear some silly shit.
Remember, we went through the leg saga. I guess we're still going through it and going to be going through it for the rest of my life. But you got the ablation where they stuck the thing up there. And then we said, oh, yeah, it really didn't do anything. Well, I got a refund. It showed up on my credit card. A refund from fucking Methodist.
So maybe that's like somebody caught it and it was like, hey, we weren't even supposed to do this.
No, they listen. No, on the real, though, Kyle hooked it up for me. You know, he just went down there with a couple friends and they sorted it out. They all had gay sex. But hey, I got the refund.
We heard you went to cocksuck, see?
All right, you can fuck my butt, but we got to put Clerks 2 on.
I love this scene.
I'm going to be Kinky Kelly, and you're going to be the sexy stud, and we'll do a little... Not you and I. This is still Kyle in the fucking refunder. Let's move on.
Oh, this is the part where Silent Bob is going to talk and say something profound. Wait.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do on 420? I'm looking for some weed somewhere here. $500. So, Joe Housen, what did you watch?
I watched Creepshow, the series. Finally finished that up. Mm. That's some cheap-looking shit there. It is not good. Very poorly acted. There's some writers whose work is adapted, and I'm fans of their written work. These adaptations, it's like they slapped them in the face, say, hey, fuck you, we're doing what you want with your story, or what we want with your story. You got nothing to say about it, go cash your check, walk away. And
one of these writers, the creator of Scud, Rob Schraub, your boy.
Which one was his story?
The werewolf in the prison.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. Werewolves in World War II or some shit, right?
So I can't remember. I didn't care for any of them.
Yeah, it was a prison thing. And yeah, they were all, like, free edible.
Everyone's, oh, this Creepshow series is great. Oh, fuck Creepshow 3. It's the same quality. This one might even be cheaper.
Right, yeah, it just, like... You see what they did with some of these monsters, it's like, fuck, man. You see what they did with a lot of the CGI, it's like, fuck, man. The acting, fuck, man. It's just top to bottom, the animated segments with the whatever they're calling their mascot, he essentially looks like the way the Crypt Keeper looked.
I mean, it's supposed to be Raul. They just fucking updated it. Which I don't care for that design at all.
Yeah. So
I think like the original one was like a skeleton, like an actual human skeleton, which is fucked. Right.
Yeah.
It built up on top of it.
Yeah.
Hey, get well soon, Savini. Love you, miss you, bud.
Other than, yeah, there's nothing else I can say about this shit. It's not good. I know people got Shudder just for this. Man, you got fucked. Hope you like Blowjob Briggs, because what else have they got? Not much.
Slacks.
Mm-hmm. Slacks. What did you watch, Tom?
Blood Vessel. And, you know, the Mortuary Collection was okay, as you say.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's I think I'm going to... You got Shudder?
Yes.
I think I'm going to get it. And every week we'll do a segment where we just... We got to dig and find a good movie if we can.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I'm going to do that HBO Max so I can get fucking King Kong.
So you can do King Kong?
Yeah.
And Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, and then cancel it.
Yeah.
All right. What the fuck did I watch? I watched a movie called Bloody Hell.
Bloody Hell, you say?
You know, you'd think, but no. This is supposed to take place in, like, America and Finland, but it was, like, a joint venture between Britain and Australia. So, Finland is Europe, of course. There's water surrounding it. I know that. It's like one of those places where it's on the top. So it's surrounded by water. Oh, I'm picturing the map in my head. But
it's like next to Scotland and shit like that?
Dude, I can't remember. They show a map in my head. So I just have like the picture in my head, but none of the words are popping up. The
words aren't written across the country.
No, they were, but they're just not coming together in my fucking brain. But it's there. It's on a map. You can look for it and find it for yourself. Not you, but the listener. One listener. Hey, let's try and get it to 44 this week, guys. What's this movie about? What's this movie about now? So, Soja... He goes into a bank because, you know, he needs monies. And then the bank robbers comes in with guns. And they say, we got masks and stuff and guns. Bam, we shoot the guard. We ain't playing because guns. And then he says, oi, mate, bloody hell. Not on my one. He doesn't.
Does he do a flip and then start kicking him?
No, a lady has a gun in her purse. And somehow the fucking purse lands in his lap. So he uses a special military training to take him out. And then shit happens. And, you know, even though he was like the hero that saved the day, there was a casualty. So they threw him in jail for 8 years. So he gets out of jail and says, fuck this. I'm going to start over new. And I'm going to go to Finland. And then he makes it to Finland, gets in a taxi, and then wakes up chained in a basement with his leg missing. So I'm going to go and get me fucking leg back. I don't know why I'm talking like this, because I'm the character from America. But it was okay, I guess. It was worth a watch. It had some fun stuff in there. A little long, but it was all right.
So it's a goofy action flick?
Yeah. They said it was a dark comedy, but maybe, I don't know, I've seen darker.
I think that's just the way you label things now, you know? Yeah. Hey, let's put dark comedy on there. People like that. People, you know, the rubes, they love that.
They used to call it black comedy, but fucking the Annie remake fucked that up.
So. Oh, yeah, man. I haven't watched that either.
I can't wait till next week because we're going to watch it.
You're going to watch it. Unless it's part of the
Afterdark
Film Fest. I watched a film called...
Sorry, you're breaking up.
You're breaking up.
Sorry.
Sorry. I watched a film called Deadly...
Let's just wait for it.
Illusions. Wait for it. Wait for what? I don't see anything.
Just for it to, you know, even out. Let's give it about 20 minutes. Hey, so Joe, what'd you watch?
Called Deadly Illusions. This is about a rich broad who's a writer. She hasn't written anything in a long time, but they're offering her big money to write another novel in her series of sexual mystery suspense things. So she goes to a place to like hire a live-in nanny or some kind of nanny to watch her bratty kids so she can write, you know, in peace.
What's this place? Home Depot?
Yeah. Art. Like some young hot chick comes and like she's perfect for the job.
Wait, this is sounding a little familiar. Mm-hmm. Was she the fashion girl from Flushing, maybe? A nanny named Fran?
No. This one's a blondie.
Oh.
And doesn't have an annoying voice.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I've only seen the nanny like once or twice, man.
You're missing out. There's a guy who worked on that show as a prominent role, and he cares about you.
So this lady starts to fall for the nanny, just like in the show.
Just like me.
But, her husband, I believe, also starts to fall for the nanny. But the nanny's crazy. She's got multiple personalities, and it's not exciting. It's a stupid movie. It's fucking boring. I didn't like it. It's just like a lot of other movies with the same exact fucking plot line, but dumber.
Would recommend?
Yes, it's on Netflix.
Nice. Oh, so you know it's good.
You're right. I gave it a chance because Lisa wanted to watch it and it wasn't on Shudder.
So how did she like it?
She didn't like it either.
Oh, well, that's good, I guess. But you wasted time then.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get that back.
No.
Just write a letter to the people who made Deadly Blair. What was it? Deadly Illusions. They're not tricks, they're illusions, and they're deadly.
Street magic.
Mm. Ah, which cup's it in? Find the ball, walk, walk, walk.
Up close magic, as David Blaine would call it. Oh shit, he's floating.
I thought that said horse meat. But it says horror market. We already talked about that.
Yeah.
Luckily, I watched a movie today. Otherwise, I wouldn't have anything else to talk about it. Okay. Unfortunately, I already talked about Bloody Hell.
Well, I watched We Are the Flesh. This is a Mexican art house movie about a guy living in a supposedly abandoned building, and he makes like, I don't know, drugs or mash alcohol and trades them for eggs because the world's all fucked up. He has a brother and sister show up and he says, yeah, y'all can live with me, but you got to learn my ways of magic. And he's like some kind of fucking street wizard or some up close wizardry, they call it. David Blaine would call it when he's levitating. And he teaches them how to fuck each other, even though they're brother and sister. This movie sucks. It's art house porn, and it's just a bunch of like weird imagery and incest. And then he throws some big orgy at the end, and one of the guys leaves the orgy, and hey, it's not the apocalypse. The world isn't fucked up. It's just Mexico.
Oh, so it's Tuesday. I understand.
Right. Okay. It's Mexico. All right. Art house incest.
All right, so I guess here's the question or the answer people want. No, here's the question people want the answer to, and you're the only one who's got it. You see anything going in or what?
Is there penetration? No, there's a lot of close-up shots of genitalia, which is, hey, man, why are you lingering on this fucking shot, you know? First of all, none of these people are fucking attractive. It's not good. That's why it borders that it doesn't cross that line, which I guess once you do, then you're actually R porn and nobody's going to distribute your movie. unless there's a lot more porn in it, then you can get distribution.
Thanks for the fine table at Vinegar Syndrome.
Yeah.
I put quotes when I said people, if you could.
Well, I think with Vinegar Syndrome, the porn has to be like 25 years old.
85 years old, that is correct. And it has to be hot and saucy, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So We Are the Flesh is distributed by Arrow. It's an odd one. It's, I don't know. If I had remembered to take my box of DVDs, I would have tried to sell it at the horror market. But next time. That is all I watched, aside for our excursion into the... No, that's not it.
I can't remember.
After Dark, I don't know.
No, that was it. Sing your little songs.
28 films to cry for.
Oh, ho, ho. Hee, hee, hee.
Yeah.
Yep.
So these keep getting better and better, don't they?
You know, I liked the last one. You didn't?
Mm-mm, I didn't. So this one... Wicked Little Things. We start out with a flashback sequence, as all these movies have, to some kids working in a tunnel.
In a mine!
In the mines, yeah. They're working in mines because they got little hands. I don't know how that's going to help anybody when you're fucking coal mining, but they're down there and...
Fucking like these grown-ups are walking around fine in the mines. However, they have little kids in there to just, I fucking dome in there now, mate.
Yeah. Okay. So they blow up a mine and a bunch of kids die. And then, boom, fast forward to a modern day family, which consists of just a mom and two of her daughters who both have gone on to bigger things, maybe. Nah, not really. Chloe Moretz.
From Tom and Jerry.
Right, and
I think the other one's Rogue, I think.
Yeah, Skyler... No, that's my dog. Scott Taylor Compton?
Oh, in the city. Straight out of her name.
Scout Tyler.
Well, you got a boy's name, girl.
So their dad has recently died, so they got to go and live in a cabin. Out in the fucking the sticks, the hollers, as they like to call them.
It's not really a cabin though. At one time, it looks like it was a pretty nice house for where it was at in the time. But just like all these other movies now, it's just a dirty old fucking haunted house that we're just down on our luck and we have to move in right now without taking a mop to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just go and live in a fucking garbage can. Okay.
But luckily, they've got archives in the basement, which will come in for some knowledge later on in the movie.
Yeah, there's this old abandoned house in a basement full of pictures of children. Yeah, there's not hobos staying in there and just whacking off all over the fucking place.
So, scary shit. No, it doesn't start to happen. A lot of nothing starts to happen, you know, just the kid arguing with the mom, which I guess is realistic. The kid meeting the local yokels and seeing that they're assholes, but decides, fuck it, I'll hang out with them anyway. I guess that's realistic, too. And then, you know, just like really dark shots of kids walking in the woods, you know.
Black-eyed kids.
Black-eyed kids.
at night.
Yeah. So it's like you're thinking, oh, okay, there's these ghost miners, but they're not. They're you know, they're just hungry for pork. So luckily they have pig out for them every once in a while so they can slaughter the beat it up. They beat up the pig and then they eat it. Because I don't know if that makes them zombies or not, since they're technically eating another animal. I don't know.
People how the fuck too. Works.
We do, but we don't see that for at least another 90 minutes.
The movie wasn't that long, but it was just a whole lot of exactly what you would expect and nothing else.
Yeah.
This is very 2.5 out of 5.
You can shoot the kids and they're going to get up 5 seconds later, shoot them again.
Do you know why, though?
Because they're tunnies.
No, come on.
Only a tunny can kill a tunny.
But that's not why.
Or something like that. I don't know why they won't fucking die.
It's because they didn't get a chance to vote yet.
Oh, that's true. They'll drop dead right after.
Thank you for my service.
Yeah, I didn't like this at all. At all.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of, yep, that was a movie. So, this was in theaters.
It was, just like the rest of these.
It does seem like something that would have came out in, like, not recently, because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But maybe a couple years ago, it seems like your average-ass PG-13 horror movie that would come out.
It seems a lot like the independent films that are being made now, you know.
So they were ahead of their time, is what you're saying. They were innovative.
I guess so.
Revolutionary.
Yeah. They were wasting people's money before anybody else was doing it.
I hope fucking Arrow or Severin re-releases this so we can get those quotes on the back. A trailblazing film.
I'm just waiting for us to get to the Takashi Miike one that wasn't shown in theaters. It was banned last minute.
You know there is one, right?
I'm sure.
Reincarnation.
That's Shimizu Suzuku.
Bless you. Yeah. But next week, we're watching, Joe, the movie that was promoted as the first horror movie with real human bodies. You get it?
Yeah.
The retarded Joe. That's all right, because so are we, because we're going to watch Unrest and keep this pile of piss a-dripping.
It's a fucking dripping.
Hey, speaking of dripping, old Petey asked to switch out his web cartridge.
Speaking of dripping, the only way a person can re-get their memory when you have amnesia is for them to hit the water. I don't know. When we left Spider-Man's last time, he was still suffering from amnesia. Aunt May had fallen out because she's so worried about Petey being missing. And J. Jonah Jameson, Jerklin, had got Kazar to hunt down Spider-Man's. So he was essentially Kraven. So this is the Kraven story.
Kraven what?
With Kazar, the hunter.
Mm.
And so half of this issue is the conclusion of that. The other half is the return of Smythe, who has Smith. A new improved Spider Slayer that we can again have Jameson Jerklin's face there in the robot face, so he can, fight Spider-Man's again.
It's just like, you know, Spider-Man throws the quips to distract them and shit. Mm-hmm. That's why they put his fucking mug on there. Like, bah, 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 and he'll distract him and then kick him in the dick with his metal foot.
Yeah. And we got the fucking saber-tooth tiger that got loose, and it's in the city.
Kimbo.
Kazar slaps around a few cops and like, hey, we're going back to the jungle. Fuck all y'all. Spider-Man's, he defeats the Spider Slayer by leading him back to Smithy. Smithy's laboratory, where there's a whole bunch of other spiders, and it overloads the Spider Slayer's relays.
Mm.
Yeah, that's some great thinking on your part, Peter Parker.
Stanley.
Yeah. And that's it. That's it for this issue. Very heavy inking on this one. Old Don Heck sure puts a heck of a lot of fucking ink on this. Makes all the art look kind of muddled. Not good. Not good.
But how many have been?
Not many. None, maybe?
Oh, that's all right. Only about 700 more.
Yeah. Who the fuck knows what's up next issue? I don't.
I think it
showed Mary Jane dancing on the cover or some shit.
It's a landmark issue, Joe. Because it's an even number. It's a issue 60.
Mm.
Join us next week for issue 60. You like cheeseburgers and shit?
I do. I guess like a lot of shit. as we are counting down today, our top 10 with some honorable mentions, fast food joints. It took me a while to get to 15. I had to kind of stretch boundaries of what's acceptable. But I did. I got 15. Starting with these honorable mentions, Tom. I have America's Favorite Drive-In, I think it's called. Yeah, old Frankie Avalon used to do these commercials. And that's Sonic. But the only thing I like from Sonic is the fresh lime slush. I'll go and get that shit all the time from on a hot day. Hardly anything better than a good old fresh lime slush. Their burgers suck. Everything else sucks. They have a fucking grilled cheese on the menu, the assholes.
Have you tried their jalapeno poppers?
We'll get to jalapeno poppers.
Okay, I mean, they're okay.
Are they?
When I go there, that's what I get.
Have you tried their fried egg sandwich?
No. Oh, no.
I have a burger joint that's no longer around. Burger Chef. These guys, they had the best promotional glasses. They had the superhero tumblers. So they get high points for that.
We'll get to that.
Then I have the also defunct Redline Burgers. This was a place that was regional to Corpus, but they were like in every part of the city. It's a good place to go late at night when you're drunk as fuck and get a cheap, good burger. Also regional to Corpus was Boat and Net. This was a fast food seafood joint that just did like little chunks of fish, shrimp, and little chunks of chicken if you didn't like fish. But why the fuck would you go to a place called Boat and Net if you didn't like fish? But this place was super ghetto. Instead of having a real actual like speaker system where you place your order, it's a PVC pipe. And you talk to that and your voice is carried like that, like the old tin can rope shit. Now, I'm not kidding about this.
Was there only one location?
No, they were all over. They were in Kingsville. They were in Corpus. They were in like little fucking towns like that. Like all around the South Texas area.
Was it gimmicky?
It was just,
or was it just straight up glued together PVC pipes?
It was straight up glued together PVC. It was,
but
like,
it wasn't like trying to look like an old timey thing or something. No,
not at all. No, all right. I'll try to find some YouTube footage and put it on the on EWM page, because I know this is like, nah, there's no fucking way. Yeah, this was it. Again, if you were broke as fuck, this is a place to go eat. It's no longer there anymore. Maybe the health department finally said, hey, we can't keep passing you guys. You know, this is beyond credibility for us. You know, we know we're corrupt as fuck, but come on. Then I have Church's Fried Chicken. I don't know if they do this everywhere, but it's some of them, like, if you tell them, hey, I want your jalapeno spicy, they'll just fucking drench that shit in jalapeno juice, and it is fucking great.
Have you had their chicken sandwich yet?
I went and got the Cholula chicken sandwich, because I'm a big fan of Cholula. But it was quite a disappointment.
Yeah, they just got a chicken sandwich like for a couple months ago. It's not bad when you can get them when they're just made.
Yeah. And that's the problem with a lot of these places. It's pretty rare that you're going to get them when they're just made. Any of this shit.
But again, Churches, they're jalapeno poppers. Good shit.
All right. I'll try those.
But I don't think those are actually jalapeno poppers. I think it's just cut up jalapenos and cheese mixed together, and then they deep fry that.
Deep fry it, yeah.
Fucking pricks.
Cheating sons of bitches.
And that's what you got?
Those are my honorable mentions, yeah.
Taco Bell. Fuck it. It's Taco Bell. That's pretty much explains it all.
Yeah, sometimes you're just there or just driving by and say, yeah, fuck it.
Yep. And then I have McDonald's because of their breakfast. I can either give or take going there. If that's it, fuck it. McDonald's, fuck it. But if it's for breakfast, I'll be like, yeah, let's get a little McMuffin.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of sweet shit, but every once in a while, I gotta have a McGriddle.
Then I have Wendy's. For my money, if you want a, what's it? What the fuck are they called? I guess grilled chicken sandwich? That would be where I would go. For my money, Wendy's has the best grilled chicken in the game.
You know how people always say, like, oh, I really wanted to like this movie. That's the way I am every time I go to Wendy's. Man, I really wanted to like this burger. I was hoping it would be good.
Just stick with the grilled chicken. And then I have Burger King. Because if I'm going to the big three and I want a burger, it's going to be Burger King. And it's going to be double and named after the state of Texas. Plus, the croissant sandwiches in the morning aren't bad either.
Yeah, those are all right.
But really, only one they got them two for four. Otherwise, you feel like you're getting fucked in the anals. And my last one is Wok Delight, which is a local fast food Chinese place. Actually, it's not. They serve fucking pizza and calzones and shit. It's called Wok Delight.
They call Wok Delight.
Yes.
All right.
They'll serve you some fucking French bread and gyros and shit. You have some tacos, you fuck. Number 10. Hey, this is our top 10 fast food joints. We haven't said that.
Yeah. So at number 10, I have Wingstop. It's the only wing place I would consider a fast food joint, because nobody fucking eats there. If you do, you're just some kind of asshole. But all the other ones, you know, and I'll tear up wings wherever, you know. It's kind of hard to fuck up wings unless they're not
hot.
That's
how metal you are. You're just tearing the fucking wings off angels everywhere you go.
Fuck them angels. So yeah, I guess since it's the only one that qualifies, it's the only one on my list.
Well, I have another regional, I guess, restaurant in quotes, but it's not this region. It's the Pennsylvania region, and that is sheets.
Sheets.
Only thing worth a fuck about Pittsburgh. Sheets.
And this is what, primarily burgers or what?
It's in a gas station. You go in and it's like all made to order shit. I'd usually get the fajitas and cinnamon rolls. But it's like sandwiches and burgers and shit. You just press on the screen what you want and customize it or whatever, and then they make it.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's for those drunk things because they're open 24 hours.
Right, yeah. So, speaking of gas stations, I have Racetrack. And Racetracks are the only roller dogs that I like that I think are fucking good. At some point they decided, hey, maybe we should use like beef hot dogs instead of whatever rubber every place else is serving. So yeah, these are good, especially if you haven't eaten shit. Like you, it's like fucking 2 o'clock and you think, oh man, I forgot to eat. Let me go get some roller dogs.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Roller Dog?
It's good. A little Bow Wow's in it.
I'm not there right now. They should make an AKA roller dog.
But it's D-O-W-G-Z.
Yeah.
Get it?
I do.
Why are you a fucking racist?
Dog.
Oh, what the fuck are we at? 9?
Yeah.
I have another regional fast food restaurant, but not this region. This is more of the East Coast, and that is Del Taco, the taco establishment known for serving you tacos and fried Frenches. And I do love those crinkle cut fries, so.
And on a certain day, they do serve a taco burger.
Which is very hurtful to the community and the culture.
Kind of fucking dumb.
How dare they do that to Germans? But it's weird. Every time I go in there, it's like it's the apocalypse. Because of the Mexicans, remember? Yeah, I do. And then they were fucking their brother.
At number 8, I have Taco Cabana.
Mm.
If you want to challenge yourself, go get their pizza box nachos and see if you can finish the whole fucking thing. I've not been able to do it. I've gotten close. But, yeah, that's a decent buy. And their breakfast tacos are not too bad for fast food breakfast tacos. You can get a little margarita there if you want one with maybe there's alcohol in it. I don't know. I don't think so.
They give you a little bottle now. Oh, like an airplane bottle.
Yeah. Here
you put it in yourself, you fuck.
Holy shit.
Because of the coronavirus.
That's funny.
And they'll sell it to you in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
You know how I know this?
Because you ordered it?
I did, but it's because Taco Cabana is also my number 8.
All right. Great minds think alike once in a while.
Once in a while they do. So, hey, number 7.
Number 7, I have Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwiches. Gotta admit it was Tom that turned me on to the number 9 with peppers, which sadly he can't eat anymore because of his gastronomical issues. But I will eat enough for the both of us, Tom.
Thank you. And because they were a victim of the coronavirus as well.
Yes.
Number 7, another regional fast food restaurant. And I guess this is the Dallas-ish area and spreading out from there around Tejas. But I don't think it's spread too far. They're just coming back into Houston now. And that is, they're good. They're good taco. Taco Bueno!
That's right. I remember the gleam in your eye when you saw one was next to the Haunters Con, the Texas Haunters Con. You were like, oh man, this trip was worth it now.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, we went over there and that's all right.
It was weird. I walked in there and it was like the apocalypse. Joe left because of that joke. He was offended because it wasn't a joke.
Well, I guess I fucked up when I was making my list because I got two listed as number six.
Well, then I guess they tied.
I guess they're tied. One, you've already talked about Burger King, and like you, I always get that Texas Double Whopper, you know?
It has the jalapenos, right?
It sure does. It's fucking good. So tying with that, I have another sandwich shop, and that's Schlotsky's. You know, that bread is pretty fucking good.
Those are that's the hot sandwich place?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. What do you think the odds that my number six is going to be another regional fast food restaurant?
I think the odds are pretty good.
Okay. Well, this is a fast food restaurant around the west suburbs of Chicago, and it is called Skippy's, and they serve up gyros, but not just any gyros. They serve up Skippy's gyros.
This is gyros with a G?
Yes.
Okay.
C.
Oh. Okay. And what's the difference between a Skippy's gyro and a regular gyro with a G?
I'll let you guess.
There's kind of Skippy sauce? I don't know.
No, but good try. Just the name.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody's buying their shit from Chronos. Number five.
Number five. I've got a place that I can't eat at too often because I'm old, you see. And my blood already flows fairly slowly through my blood system, I think. And that's Long John Silver's. I like it, but holy shit, is that a lot of grease. And I know that's not good for me.
Sorry. Well, my number five should have been my number nine.
With peppers?
Jimmy John's. If you've never had a number nine with peppers at Jimmy John's, go get on it.
Or highly don't. Recommend it. Yep.
Number four.
Have Jack in the Box. I'm a big fan of the sourdough Jack. I'm a big fan of those drunk, shitty hot dogs. I mean, tacos. Because I don't think I've ever eaten one of those tacos while I was sober. But when you're drunk, man, that's pretty good a taco. I doubt they are, though.
I'm going to let you in on a little hint or a little trick or, sorry, an illusion.
Up close street magic. He's floating.
When you get those tacos, ask for some ranch.
Ranch, okay.
Try that. I know it sounds fucked. But then you think about it, and you're just like, well, it's deep fried.
Right, yeah. I'm a fan of ranch to begin with.
Ooh. I'm going to slather it on one of those hot dogs and go to town.
Fuck this salad. Give me some more ranch.
I asked for soup, damn it. I wanted ranch with lettuce. What are we on, four?
Yes.
Hey, Joe. Another regional fast food place. I think this is Midwest over to the East Coast. Wait, oh shit, the West Coast was where Del Taco is. So this is probably Midwest to the East Coast. And if you're not used to eating this food, probably gonna shit your pants. And that's White Castle. They call them sliders. because they slide right out of your ass. You would think that's not the kind of marketing you'd want, but now everybody's calling their little sandwiches sliders, which is fucked. Hey, come buy these overpriced little sandwiches. They're called, they're going to make you shit your fucking pants and bleed down your leg, you fuck. Come get them. But they're good. And they have the best cheese sticks I've ever had.
A little piece of meat on a biscuit.
Steamed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got that one pickle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what makes it, is that one pickle. Chick-fil-A tried to steal that model, but it ain't working, Chick-fil-A. You're not on my fucking list.
Me neither. You know why? You know why.
I do. I do.
Not open on Sundays.
All right.
Fucking Prince. And I heard they were a bunch of gays, but I don't know.
They'll come out one day.
Number three.
Speaking of hot dogs, and this is the shit I ate earlier today, and that's the Wiener Schnitzel. It doesn't hurt that they're just right up the road, you know, so I probably eat these guys more than I should. They used to have Frito pie on the menu, which was great. They don't have that no more, so that's one strike against you, Der Wiener Schnitzel. And that's why you won't be on number one. You got to stick with number three. You know, you're on that lower portion where the people are holding the medals, not at the top.
Mm-mm. They're still on it.
You're still on it.
Well, Joe, my number 13, fuck. Well, Joe, my number three should be a number 13 because it's an Italian sub and I would like it Mike's way from Jersey Mike's, home of the fucking $19 sandwich. Yeah, I'm just going to go head out to Jersey Mike's and get a sandwich. Sure, I got to drive 40 minutes, but what? It's $19? Oh, that's a steal. Fucking pricks.
Sure are proud of their shit.
But it's worth it. But it's worth it. I'm a fan of their hearty meat. Number two.
At number two, I've got your Texas regional number one burgers, and that's Whataburger. I like Whataburger. Shit's good. I get a double meat, double cheese. I ask them to toast those buns. They fucking do it. Yeah. And it gets the cheese even more melty. Mmm.
Sweet burger moan, bruh.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey, Joe. My number two. Regional fast food restaurant. Elgin-ish area of Illinois. I think they have two locations now. It's Wheaties. This is your good old-fashioned greasy spoon. You want a hairy-knuckled Greek to make you a cheeseburger or a gyro? You fucking get it. That's where you go.
Oh, the gyro cheesy fries!
Yes, thank you, but don't yell at me.
Why I not yell?
But yeah, Wheaties all the way. This is it, Joe. Number one.
My number one is Popeye's Louisiana Fried Chicken. Fucking. I just get the chicken. You know, the sides, yeah, but I don't deviate from the fried chicken. I don't get the sandwich. I didn't go crazy when they put out their sandwich that everybody was lining up and fighting for. Don't do that. I don't get the shrimp, you know. I don't do any of that. I just want a fucking box of chicken. And the sides, hey, red beans and rice, it's good shit. The dirty rice, it's fucking dirty. The green beans, which I think are coming off the menu, are pretty good. Their fries are good. You know, it's a good place, man. They used to have Supergirl as a mascot when she had her movie.
Get to that.
Yeah.
It's my number one, Joe. It's a regional restaurant to Chicagoland, and they're starting to branch out now. And it might not be just my favorite fast food restaurant. If we had a list of our favorite restaurants, might be on it. If we had a list of our favorite food, might be on it. And this is Portillo's, the world's best hangaburgers.
And cheesy fries, you fuck!
Hangaburgers.
How we say it in America.
Yeah.
So, if you know about Portillo's, you already know. And if you don't know, you will, I hope. Or your life will not be complete.
One day. One day.
Hope so.
But until that day, you can head on over to DW.
No, no.
Oh, fuck.
No. What are we doing next week? Oh, Joe, I'll tell you what we're doing next week.
Okay.
We're doing our favorite movies that had fast food promotional tie-ins. So you know what that means? Like, the fast food place was hawking their shit, either right. In a Happy Meal or a promo item. Or maybe they just had the name of the shit printed on their cups. But whatever, our top 10 movies that had fast food promotional items. Can't wait. But anyways, what were you saying there?
That you should head on over to dwmproductions.net. Take a look at Tom's new website. Take a look at his sparkling new stickers. That he'll send you if you order one of his masks or something. I don't know. If you get the bonehead, whatever. You know, you might get one. Who knows? But head on over. Take a look. Order a movie if you want, which you probably should. And then head on over to fastcustomshirts.com. Take a look at a page after page of shirts. Put it all in your cart. Then fucking turn off your computer and... Next time you log in to fastcustomshirts.com a couple of months, you're wondering, why is all this shit in my cart? Close it out, and then maybe order one shirt.
Maybe. No, get an email that says, hey, we noticed you had a couple items in your cart.
Yeah, does that automatically. I don't know how to turn it off, but it works sometimes, so I'm not going to look too hard on how to turn that off.
And they're all just like, oh, shit, he knows. Now I have to. Well, Joe, boy gab.
Hello, yes, Dan Housen here. Very nice, very evil, very famous. Summoned today by Tom Housen, Tom Martino. And this is for T-shirt Joe Housen. This is, fell down an elevator. Oh, my. It's like a soap opera TV star. Yes, fans of your podcast, boy gab. What is this, boy gab Housen, are worried. Well, yes. If you fall down an elevator shaft, you have got something to worry about, so do not do that. It's quite bad. He's a true monster kid and loves horror and wrestling. Oh, good. Well, perhaps you should watch, instead of falling down these elevators, you could just do a horror movie marathon about monsters. I don't know. You could watch American Werewolf in London, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. What else? Alien. Evil Dead 2. Return of the Living Dead. Yes, anyways, these are some suggestions for what you can do. Rather than that, watch some Danhausen matches. Love that, Danhausen. Good night.